When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Different cultures around the world are so varied that just doing your thing in foreign countries may get you into a world of trouble. Let's investigate some surprising things you should never do in other countries.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. Don't step on money in Thailand. In Thailand, it's illegal to step on money, and it's because of one man on every note, the king. The laws state anything considered demeaning to the royal family can be an offense. That means if you drop your baht at the market, you won't be able to stand on it to stop it from blowing away. The Thai government also has a lot of power. During a recent military coup, the three-finger Hunger Games salute became popular with protesters. In the end, they made the gesture illegal, and five people were even arrested for doing it. There are lots more customs you should follow should you visit Thailand. For one, it's never good to shout or to make a scene in Southeast Asia. You should also avoid putting your feet up because, according to Buddhist beliefs, feet are the dirtiest part of the body, and it's very offensive to point them at someone. Also, think of the smell. Don't use your left hand in India. You never think about what hand you use for what, but in India, you need to. Never pass money, food, or shake with your left hand. Your left hand is used for all things bathroom related, so it's easy to see where this comes from. In India, you should also get ready for another custom, queue jumping. As queues are a Western construct, it's jump or be jumped in the wildly long lines of India. Don't order white coffee after breakfast in Italy. Italians are known for coffee, and they have many rules about it. It's poor form to order a white coffee, such as a cappuccino, after breakfast. This comes not from the sweetness of the drink, but from the milk. According to Italians, milk should never be drunk after a meal, as it's said to ruin your digestion, so you should only have it at breakfast. If you're a beachgoer, you should also beware. In Eraclea, near Venice, it's illegal to build sandcastles. According to the local government, they obstruct the passage of the beach and dunes for other people. Talk about the fun police. And here's a weird one. In Torino, readjusting your crotch in public is an offense. Even though touching that part of your body is very weirdly traditionally associated with good luck in Italy, courts are beginning to rule that it goes against common decency. We're not talking about one or two gestures, but a lot of crotch pawing. One man was convicted in 2006 for ostentatiously touching his genitals through his clothing. Keep your hands where we can see them. No high heels in Greece. High-heeled shoes have been banned at Greece's oldest monuments due to damage caused by tourists. Leave them at home. Besides, don't you want to be comfy when you're walking over all those old rocks? Greeks also have an intolerance to mooning, the practice of displaying one's bare butt in public. And if you insist on this asinine behavior, you could end up with a hefty fine. So, mooning on the Acropolis while wearing stilettos? You've got yourself a double whammy. Or at least a very interesting photo shoot. Don't tip while in Japan. This next one might be hard to get your head around, but you shouldn't tip when you're in Japan. The service may be exceptional, but Japanese people consider this standard to be typical, so offering a gratuity is not necessary. Okay, so you won't necessarily offend someone's sensibilities if you tip, but you should also avoid pointing. It's rude to point at someone in Japan, as this is a gesture that's usually directed towards objects rather than people. And while on the subject of Japan, although it's not illegal to engage in PDA on the streets, it is a faux pas to kiss amorously in public or hug for too long. So save those long goodbye kisses for the hotel room. And don't point at couples while they're at it. Watch your hand gestures in Turkey. Often hand gestures are a great way of bridging the language barrier. But just like all languages, sometimes they can get mistranslated. In Turkey, you should not give the okay sign. To do so implies you think the other person is a homosexual. But you should also watch where you drink your liquor. It's made illegal to drink or be drunk in public in the province of Burdur. Even sitting in a car with alcohol can get you a 100 lira fine. If that isn't enough, you should never use a toothpick without covering your mouth. And you should avoid blowing your nose in public, as both of these things are considered very impolite. Try dabbing at it instead. You can't buy chewing gum in Singapore. Despite what's claimed, it's not illegal to chew chewing gum in Singapore, even after a 1992 law was passed, which was designed to counter the amount of chewing gum being dropped in public places. The treat was not altogether outlawed. Instead, buying and selling it is illegal and punishable with a fine of up to $1,000. The Control of Manufacture Act still allows tourists to bring two packs into the country, so you'd better make it count. But if you're looking for another foodstuff to enjoy when in Singapore, you should know you're also not allowed to take the intense tropical fruit durian on public transport. Bringing the fruit, which tastes like heaven, smells like hell, on a bus or train carries a fine of up to $5,000. This pride in public spaces means you are also not allowed to feed pigeons. This avoids population growth and reduces the amount of poop to clean up. Two men, a 62-year-old and a 68-year-old, were fined $400 and $1,500 respectively for breaking this law in 2018. Don't feed pigeons in San Francisco. Speaking of feeding pigeons, it may seem fun, but doing so in San Francisco can get you into trouble. It's also illegal. The law is aimed to curb their population as well as the health hazard presented by their poop. The authorities even have a hotline specifically for tips about illicit crumb droppers. Speaking of tips, in America in general, gratuities are everything. The average waiter makes between $5 to $12 an hour, and they need any extra money they can get. So unlike Japan, this is one place you should tip. You should also make sure to mind your P's and Q's. Where politeness is the main order of the day, in certain states, they pride themselves on good manners as a way of life. Customs like Minnesota Nice, made famous by the film Fargo, are defined by polite friendliness, an aversion to confrontation, and a disinclination to make a fuss. So be nice, even if you don't mean it. And finally, cutting down a saguaro cactus in Arizona is a federal crime. Even if it's on your property, doing any damage to this majestic plant is punishable with 25 years in prison, which is comparable to the amount of time you do for an actual murder. This is because they take almost 200 years to fully mature, almost as long as the United States has been in existence. How would you like it if someone cut you down in your prime? Don't pee in the ocean in Portugal. Hot competition for hardest law to enforce. It's not very polite to pee in a pool, but what about in the ocean? Surely it's the definition of a victimless crime, but Portugal has recently outlawed it. This means any swimmers caught short will have to come out and find a bathroom. I don't envy the person who has to catch you doing this one, though.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
No camouflage in the Caribbean. The Caribbean islands, including Barbados, Jamaica, Grenada, Dominica, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent, have banned civilians from wearing camouflage patterns. That's right, they're policing what you wear. As in, this is literally what their police force wears, so if you want to avoid a fine or jail time for impersonating an officer, leave the camouflage at home. But how will they spot you if you're properly camouflaged? No bikinis in Barcelona. When on holiday in Spain, you probably want nothing more than to roll off of the beach after a long day of sunbathing and go and have a few cervezas at a local tavern. But in Barcelona, you'll have to swing by your hotel to change your clothes because the city has banned people from wearing bikinis when not on the beach. The rule, which has been made to supposedly protect modesty, comes with a $650 fine on the spot. You may love your beach body, but you'll have to put it away unless you want to get into trouble. Tight-fitting trunks only in France. Men going to the beach in France also have modesty concerns when it comes to swimwear, but rather than being made to cover up, all men swimming in public have to instead wear tight-fitting swimming trunks. The law from 1903 relates to hygiene. The theory is you won't be wearing those budgie smugglers around town, so they are likely to be completely clean when you put them on for your dip. Don't spend your pennies in Canada. Ever seen someone counting out pennies to pay for their entire week's shop at a grocery store? Not in Canada. It's illegal to pay for something worth 25 cents or more using single-cent coins. The Currency Act of 1985 also renders your payment void if you pay for something worth $5 or more using 5-cent pieces, as this breaks the limitations of what is considered legal tender. Also, despite the similarities, it's generally not a good idea to compare Canadians to their American neighbors. Not only do they not like the association, but Canadians pride themselves on making fun of their southern counterparts. No tobacco in Bhutan. Smokers of the world would be wise to avoid Bhutan. The strictest narcotics laws in the entire world mean that the sale of tobacco is banned. Tobacco use has been outlawed since the Supreme Leader decreed it in 1729, but it wasn't until 2004 that the National Assembly of Bhutan banned the sale of tobacco nationwide. It's the first country to ever go smoke-free. Don't finish your plate in China. When eating in certain regions of China, it's okay if your eyes are bigger than your stomach. It's sometimes considered rude to eat everything on your plate, as it indicates you have not been fed adequately enough. Try to leave a little food behind to show your total fulfillment. On the subject of food, contrary to urban legend, it's not customary to belch to show your satisfaction with the food. In the past, when food was scarce, showing you were full to the point of burping was a sign of the host's wealth, but those days are long gone. why not instead try a thank you card? Dress modestly in the Middle East. In certain parts of the Middle East, be careful how you dress. Modesty is key in places like Iran and Saudi Arabia. You should avoid wearing revealing clothes, and women should keep their heads covered. Also, drinking in certain countries such as Jordan should be kept at licensed bars unless you want a fine. In Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Kuwait, it's entirely banned due to their strict religious laws. If visiting during Ramadan, you should also be respectful. Muslims are not allowed to eat or drink during daylight hours during the holy month, so you should avoid eating in public during this time. In some places, it's stricter than others. In the UAE, where laws are applied equally to Muslims and non-Muslims alike, eating, drinking, or encouraging it in public can land you with a 2,000 dirham fine or jail time. Another thing you should note is that Valentine's Day is outlawed in Iran, as it represents a lot of aspects of decadent Western culture. But that hasn't stopped a lot of Iranians from continuing to celebrate it anyway. True love always finds a way. Don't give even numbers of flowers in Ukraine. You can always say it with flowers, except in Ukraine, where bad math can cause a problem. When picking out a bouquet for a special event, try to get an odd number of flowers. Even numbers of flowers are only given at funerals, while yellow flowers in general are associated with mourning, so try to avoid both unless you want to offend. Also, although it sounds weird, avoid smiling at people in Russia. And don't expect one to smile for a photo. Russians only smile when they have a reason to, like when with a family member or during a special occasion. This can seem unfriendly and maybe downright unsettling, but at least you know, don't say cheese. No reincarnation in Tibet. Ever since the administration of Tibet was taken over by the People's Republic of China, they have enforced a very strange law. In the home of the Dalai Lama, it's illegal for people to be reincarnated without permission. The State Religious Affairs Bureau Order No. 5 was passed in 2007 to manage and control the reincarnation of living Buddhas. While over 1,000 people have since been reincarnated officially, the government has used this to invalidate the claims of countless who have died and come back without first getting approval. Don't hike naked in Switzerland. Intended to curb the growing enthusiasm of those who love being close to nature, Swiss authorities are allowed to fine people who hike naked. Lacking a law to counter public nudity, they instead charge people based on their public indecency law. One man was fined 100 Swiss francs for walking past a family picnic in his birthday suit, and Switzerland has seen an influx of many more naked hikers in recent years. Common decency aside, surely there can't be anything less appealing than stripping down in the cold outdoors of the Alps. Don't touch people's heads in Malaysia. Malaysia is the melting pot of Southeast Asia, a place where cultures, languages, and religions all mix. Despite the variety, there are some general customs you will need to observe when you're there. Firstly, you should avoid touching people's heads, as it's considered the most sacred part of the body. Plus, it's also kind of patronizing. You should also avoid pointing, as this is considered bad manners, especially when done with your right hand. Old wives' tales imply that you shouldn't point at heavenly bodies like the moon, and even pointing at an animal may rile up its spirit and invite it to take revenge. Pointing should only be as a direct insult. Similarly, pounding your fist into your hand shows exasperation and can be taken as insulting too. So, when traveling around the world, you'll see many amazing sights, but you can easily offend if you're not wise about different cultures. The biggest way to show offense in my culture is to skip an episode of our podcast. So make sure you're here the next time you want to be amazed.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.